Let us all say a silent prayer. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with tonight's family altar. Let's sing hymn 65. Hymn 65.
Come my everlasting portion, more than friend or life to me. Oh, along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with thee. Close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. Oh, along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with thee. Not for it is all worldly pleasure, nor for fame my praise shall be. Gladly will I toil and suffer, only let me walk with thee. Close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. Gladly will I toil and suffer, only let me walk with thee. Lead me through the veil of shadows, bear me all life faithful sea. Then the gate of life eternal, may I enter, Lord, with thee. Close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. Then the gate of life eternal, may I enter, Lord, with thee.
Tonight, we will all read together Psalms 42. We will read Psalms 42 and also Psalms 43. For these two Psalms, is actually considered to be one part. Psalms 42 and Psalms 43. In the name of Jesus, we read. Verse 1. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants for you, O Lord. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember, and I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go along with the throng and lead them in procession to the house of God, with the voice of joy and thanksgiving, a multitude keeping festival. Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise Him for the help of His presence. O my God, my soul is in despair within me. Therefore I remember you from the land of the Jordan, and from the peaks of Hermon, from Mount Mizah. Deep calls to deep at the sound of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your wave has rolled over me. The Lord will command His loving kindness in the daytime, and His song will be with me in the night, a prayer to the God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As a shattering of my bones, my adversaries revile me, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him, the help of my countenance and my God. Psalms 43, verse 1. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my case against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For you are the God of my strength. Why have you rejected me? Why do I go mourning? Because of the oppression of the enemy. Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill, and your dwelling place. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy. And upon the lyre I shall praise you, O my God. My God, why are you in despair, O my soul? And why are you disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. So, this is Psalms 42 and 43. Let us firstly refer to the superscription. Here it says, for the choir director, a maskil of the sons of Korah. Here, firstly say, for the choir director. What can it mean? Here, it can indicate either that the sum was to be added to the collection of works to be used by the choir director in Israel's worship services. Or another possibility, that is, when the psalms was used in temple worship, it was to be spoken by the leader of the Levitical choir, or by the choir itself. And then here say, a maskil of the sons of Korah. Maskil here means this psalm is contemplative, or telling to ponder, to meditate. And then it also carries a connotation that is instruction in godliness. So this is the superscription. Therefore, this psalm is used during the worship, and then calling upon everyone to ponder, to meditate. What is this psalm about? Let us see chapter 42. Chapter 42, verses 1 to 4. Here we can see a longing to be with God at the temple. So verse 1, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants for you, O God. Here we can see the desire of the psalmist. Just like the deer pants for the water, so his soul pants after the Lord God. Verse 2, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. And he says, when shall I come and appear before God? Verse 3, my tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember and I pour out my soul within me, for I used to go along with the throne and let them in procession to the house of God, with the voice of joy and thanksgiving, a multitude of keeping festival. So what happens here? What happens here? So we are able to see that here the psalmist, most probably he is a leader of a member of the Korahite, whose duty involved him in the activities of the temple worship. But now at this point, he was unable or restricted, not able to go to the temple. Therefore then, he was in tears. My tears have been my food day and night. And then, we are able to see his heart actually pants for God. He thirsts to be at the temple. And we are able to see in verse 4, he remembered how he used to go along with the people and also to lead the people to the house of God. And then with voice of joy, thanksgiving, and then to keep the feast. But at this point, he was unable to go to the temple. Why is this? Let us see the second part from verses 6 to verse 10. From verses 6 to verse 10. Here we can see the cause and the depth. The cause and the depth of the trouble of his soul. He was actually at that time in exile. In exile. It was because of the enemies. It was because of the enemies. Who was the enemies? Who was the enemies? Most probably in chapter Numbers, Psalm number 43 there. Verse 1. Here speak about the ungodly nation. The ungodly nation. And this ungodly nation, like Psalms 42 verse 3, they say to the psalmist, where is your God? Where is your God? And then, like verse 10 say, where is your God? They say to me all day long, where is your God? So most probably, this is the Gentile nation. And what we possibly, according to history, this ungodly nation may be referred to the Arameans or the Syrians of Damascus. And that at that time, so the psalmist would have been taken captive by the Arameans during one of their incursion into Judah. Very possibly that by this Hazael, recorded in 2 Kings chapter 12, verses 17 to 18. And then this Hazael, this attack by him, possibly affected the area in which the Korahites, descendants of Kohath, have been assigned cities over there. Therefore then, he was being taken exile. Therefore, in verse 6, he expressed that he was in exile. At that time, he remembered the Lord. He was in exile. And then, verse 7, it expressed concerning how it pictured great distress, the sufferings that he had gone through. Just like here mentioned, the deep cause to deep, and then the waterfalls, the breakers, and then the wave. It pictures to us the distress that he go through, the suffering. And then we can see possibly God's hand is involved in the psalmist's suffering, at least to the extent that he has allowed this catastrophe. Therefore then, the psalmist expressed, it seems that he was forgotten, he was rejected. In this verse 9, 42 verse 9, I will say to my rock, my God, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? And then, number 43, verse 2, for you are a God of my strength. Why have you rejected me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? So this was what his experience. He felt that God has forgotten, rejected him. But then we are able to see his faith. His faith. Let us see the next part. That is Psalms number 43. Verses 1 to 4. Here, we can see the prayer for deliverance from the enemy and for restoration to God's presence. So, 43 verse 1, vindicate me, O God, and plead my case against an ungodly nation. That is to say, possibly the Arameans, the Syrians of Damascus. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my case against an ungodly nation, or deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. So we can see his prayer for deliverance from the enemy. And then he beseeched the Lord to restore him to his presence, to restore allow him able to go to the temple to serve. Verse 3, or send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling places. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God, my exceeding joy. And upon the lyre I shall praise you, O my God, my God. So here we are able to see his longing for God's presence. He hoped that the Lord is able to restore him to his presence, to deliver them from this enemy. And then we are able to see he also made a vow to praise God at his altar when the Lord restored him. Like verse 4 say, I will go to the temple of God, to God my exceeding joy, and upon the lyre I shall praise you, O God, my God. So here we can see his prayer for deliverance from the enemy and from the restoration to God's presence. What is most important here, we are able to see there's this part, so-called the chorus, number 42 verse 5. 42 verse 5. Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him for the help of his presence. So here we can see he had faith. He had this hope. Hope in God, for I shall again praise him for the help of his presence. What is very important is that verse 8. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and his song will be with me in the night, a prayer to the God of my life. So we can see his faith in God. The Lord will command his loving kindness, and then the Lord will be with him. And then again, the chorus, verse 11, why are you in despair, O my soul? Why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. And then, again, in Psalms number 43, verse 5. Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why are you disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. So here we can see the psalmist had faith, the psalmist belief, hope in God that the Lord will deliver. And then how again he'll be restored to the presence of God at his temple, he can continue to serve. So this psalms is very relevant to us today. Today, as we face this crisis, this threat, and our movement has been restricted, so we are unable to go to the church for worship, for activities. But then, of course, we are not being confined by space. We can worship God also at our own home, like here in this family altar. But let us manifest this type of desire from our heart. And then to pray for deliverance from these difficult times. And that the Lord will restore us to the presence at his temple. That once again, everything will be peaceful, we'll be fine. And soon, we are able to be at the temple, to worship together, to participate in church activities with joy, with thanksgiving. This is Psalms number 42 and Psalms number 43. Now together, we will pray. We will spend 10 minutes in prayer. Let us continue to pray for peace. At the same time, to pray that God will guide, lead, and to protect. To pray for our family. To pray for the members. To pray for the country. To pray for everyone in these difficult times. We shall now together, in the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Hadi kedi 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 ked
Amen. Let us all together recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forevermore. Amen. Our family altar for tonight ends here. God bless. Peace. Amen.